Mr. Kevin McKinney joining us on the phone line.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I don't know what happened. I had the phone with me here, and I didn't hear a ring.
Well, that's the first sign of senility.
Is that age?
Well, I called the office second. Phone, too, but yeah, it's... We got you on, Kevin. We'll take care of this.
Yeah, all's good.
Yes. Hey, I wanted to let you know that, and I'm not sure how I got roped into this, but that dinner with Walsh and you and Reese and Margie, and I'm not sure how I got into it, but the five of us, that dinner, we went for $800 the other night at Furball.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the bad part is a St. Bernard puppy went for $1,000.
Yeah, so that's a very appropriate, number one. Number two, it's going to be very awkward at that dinner with you there because most of my stories, well, never mind.
How did, okay.
Well, Reese said his problem is most of his stories were start with, I was so hammered that night, or we were so drunk that night.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's not good.
No.
How in the world? Well, this is for another day. We don't have a ton of time, Kevin. I was going to, get your thoughts on going to Cheyenne, the scrimmage on Saturday, the football scrimmage. I thought it went really well. A pretty good crowd there at Risky Field. And your thoughts on that and how the scrimmage went for the Cowboys?
Well, number one, we really enjoy and need to go to Cheyenne. That's the basis of our support, without question. And for us to go over there is something that we really enjoy doing and feel that's what we need to do. And I thought there was quite a bit going on Saturday, which is normal, and I thought it was a heck of a good crowd to come for the scrimmage. I hope they enjoyed it. But just so many great fans in Cheyenne, and it is the heart and soul of our support. So we're happy to go over there, bring the team and the semi and the whole works. And I think it's so difficult to evaluate those things because of the guys who aren't getting to play in a scrimmage like that. But I thought there were several individuals who played quite well in the scrimmage, and it was good to see a guy like Sean Wick come back, and he had a couple good runs, and so there was some pretty good defensive efforts. Those things don't show you a whole lot unless you're evaluating film like coaches do, but there are still some very good things we certainly thought with our naked eyes.
Kevin, another thing that happened, I asked Coach Bowl after the scrimmage about the decision to stop the satellite camps across college football. I know Wyoming has done these in the past. And the Mountain West was one of the conferences that was in favor of banning these so-called satellite camps. And I'm just curious to get your opinion on I guess why, if you even have the answer to that, and your opinion on whether that's good or not for a place like Wyoming to not be able to go and do these types of camps.
Well, I think number one, it hurts places like Wyoming, and I think it hurts the kids. But apparently, some of these schools, I'm not going to mention any of them, but one's Maize and Blue. They were obviously taking advantage, and as soon as the NCAA sees something like that, they generally react to it and put a stop to it. But it certainly, I think it's not a good thing for young kids. Those camps, those satellite camps, are a big deal to kids, and I know they look forward to them. And they look forward to having, the school come there and conduct a camp in their area. So it's another one of those things where somebody abused it, and so we're gonna take it away. And that happens many times in many areas, and we've been adjusting for a lot of years because of a few. And this is just another illustration of that. I think it's too bad. I really do. And I think that the kids will be the ones who suffer from it.
I guess my question on that line is, why would any school in the Mountain West Conference vote in favor of banning them? Because, like I said just a few minutes ago, I said it yesterday, there's not a school in this conference that can put together a championship-quality team without going outside their area. Nobody has enough. Maybe San Diego comes close, but there's nobody in this conference that can put a championship-quality team on the field with just people from their area. Everybody has to go out to California or Texas or back to the Midwest or to the Southeast or someplace to go get quality players. There just aren't enough of them out here.
That's right, and that's so right, Dave. All of us are not just regional recruiters. We're national, and maybe the Aztecs don't have to, but they probably do too. It doesn't make sense, really, that we would be for that, but that's true enough. And I think all of us benefited from the ability to do this, and it's too bad. I don't know, really. I haven't read a good explanation of why the league would be for this, just because of the way we have to recruit. But that is what it is, and it's a moot point now because it's law, and we can't do anything about it.
Kevin, always good to catch up with you. Real quickly, we have a trivia question for you on baseball. In 1877, and Monty was there, for the first time in Major League Baseball history, this was done. It changed the face of the game in Major League Baseball. Can you tell us what it is?
I think I do. Is that when catchers started having to wear masks?
You got it.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I remember that. I don't know a lot of stuff, but I happen to know that. That was 1877?
It was.
Yeah.
Very good.
Somebody guessed it was the first play-by-play that I did.
and they weren't far off.
Right? No, they weren't far off. That's
Kevin, hey, okay. Good to have you back on. We appreciate the time, and we'll chat again. Thank you next
Good
week.
Talk to you, buddy.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go, Kevin.